对我们的期望。
But from the spiritual sense, this is the Heavenly Father's wish for us.
到底父亲要孩子什么？
What does a father want of his son?
说你要将你的心归我。
To give him his heart.
当一个人年纪大之后，他所最关心的是他孩子的心目中是不是还有父母亲的存在。
When a person grows old, what they are most concerned about is whether they are still in their children's hearts.
我最近遇到一个母亲，她说她的孩子每天打电话给她。
I recently talked to a mother who said her children call her every day.
那对她来讲，这是她一个非常大的安慰，因为她一个人住。
And to her, this is a tremendous comfort because she lives alone.
但是她孩子没有忘记她。
But her children have not forgotten her.
心看不见。
Even though they cannot be seen.
但是一些行动来代表我们的心。
But the actions that we do show what our heart is.
有一个国青年到外国去求学。
There was a youth who went to another country to go to school.
后来他找到很好的工作。
And eventually he found a very good job.
他每个月都寄一点钱回去。
And every month he would send back $1,000 home.
其实他父母财力非常好。
Actually, his parents were quite well off.
他父母也跟他讲，你不要寄钱了。
And his parents said, you don't have to send money back.
但是这个孩子还是要寄。
But this child still continued to send something every month.
因为他要借着这个一点点的钱，让他父亲知道虽然他离开他很远，但是他的心还是在他父母身上。
Because with even this small amount, he wanted his parents to know that they were still in his heart.
所以有时候我们在母亲节或者父母的生日一张的卡片，这个都代表我们的心会带给父母非常的喜悦。
And so on Mother's Day or Father's Day or our parents' birthdays, even a simple card can bring them much joy.
所以孝顺不一定说要给父母很多的钱。其实很多父母也不需要。
And so to be faithful and honor our parents doesn't mean we have to give them a lot of money. Actually,
孝顺,
they may not need it.
就是指让我们的父母知道我们的心中还是有他的存在。
But to truly honor our parents is to let them know that they are in our hearts.
所以这里说，我儿啊，你要将心归我。
So here it says, my son, give me your heart.
有一个妈妈回到她的故乡。
There is a mother who returned to her home.
她的身体就开始有风湿。
And she started to develop arthritis.
然后没有就送到医院去。
And she had to go to the hospital.
那好了以后马上就送到机场又再到回到美国来。
And after she was released from the hospital, she returned back to the United States.
后来她真的想要回去。
But she continued to long for her homeland.
第二次回去她就没有生病。
The second time she went back, she was not sick.
虽然她的孩子没有告诉她母亲，我很爱你。
Even though the children did not say to her directly, I love you.
但是那个母亲看到她住的房间有一台这个除湿机
She saw that in her room there was a dehumidifier.
她就知道这个是孩子的心了。
And she understood that her children had prepared it for her.
她妈妈还没有回来，她就把窗户关紧，然后就开始把那个湿气把它抽掉。
And so she would close the windows and turn on the dehumidifier to remove the moisture.
所以她妈妈住在那里就没有生病。
And so she was not sick that time.
所以我们做儿女的能够让父母知道我们的心呢，这是最重要的。
So as children, our responsibility to our parents is to show them our heart.
但是从另外来方面来讲，就是我们对天父的态度。
But the other meaning here spiritually is our heart towards our Heavenly Father.
天父的爱是超过我们所能够测度的。
The love of our Heavenly Father is far beyond our comprehension.
我们的天父是丰富的。
Our Heavenly Father is abundant.
一切我们看得到摸得到都是他的。
Everything that we can see and touch is His.
天父什么都不缺乏。
There's nothing that He lacks.
到底天父要我们什么？
So what does He want of us?
他要我们的心。
He wants our heart.
我们买了一个很好的会堂。
We've bought a beautiful chapel.
10月我们将要献堂。
We will be dedicating it this October.
其实我们要献的殿有两个。
But there are two temples that we must dedicate.
一个就是我们用200多万买来这个殿。
The first is this building that we have purchased for $2 million.
我们要把它献给神。
We are going to dedicate it to God.
挂上神的名。
And to put his name in the front.
所以这个殿就是圣所。
So that this will be the holy temple.
是我们敬拜神、得神恩典的地方。
It will be a place where we come to worship God.
那另外一个殿是属灵的。
The other temple that we must dedicate is the spiritual one.
主耶稣说，你们拆毁这个殿，我3天要把它盖起来。
Jesus said to the people, you have built this temple, but I will destroy it in 3 days.
犹太人听不懂。
They did not understand.
因为他们认为这个殿花46年才盖起来。
Because the Jews thought that this temple was built over 46 years.
你怎么3天要把它盖起来呢？
And how can you rebuild it in 3 days?
耶稣讲这个殿就是指着他的身体。
And this temple that Jesus was referring to was his own body.
那他的身体就是教会。
And his body is the church.
所以我们圣何西教会有100多个，快要到200个信徒。
So this San Jose Church has close to 200 members.
那这么多的信徒是主耶稣的宝血所洁净的。
And these members are bought with Jesus' blood.
那这些信徒联合就是基督的身体。
And together, the members are the body of Christ.
就是神的殿。
Which is the temple of God.
所以神的荣耀要在他的殿显明。
So the glory of God will be manifest in his temple.
当初所罗门王献殿的时候，神的荣光充满这个殿，连祭司都没有办法站立。
And when Solomon dedicated the original temple to God, the glory of God filled it so that even the priests could not stand.
那个殿今天就是指着教会。
And that temple refers to the church today.
所以我们真的要奉献给神的是一个很荣耀的教会。
So what we will be dedicating to God is a glorious church.
不是这个会堂而已。
Not only this building.
是每一个信徒联合起来这个教会。
It is the church that is made of all of the believers together.
因此我们一直在努力要来献这个物质的殿的时候，我们要很努力来建造属灵的殿。
So as we are preparing to dedicate this building, we must also prepare ourselves to be dedicated.
好，那我们常常想，那怎么让我们的教会能够充满神的荣耀？
And we must constantly ask ourselves, how can we have the glory of God in this church?
神能够祝福，神能够与我们同工。
And God may bless us and work with us.
我们有很多的计划要做。
So we have many plans.
要怎么样宣道。
How to preach.
要怎么让比较少来的信徒能够信心恢复能够来这边敬拜神。
And how to revive the faith of those who are not with us so that we may come together and worship him.
这个都是我们要做的。
These are all the things that we must do.
但是有一个最根本的因素。
But more fundamentally,
我们每一个人需要预备。
We must prepare.
那我们所做的工作才会蒙神祝福。
We must prepare ourselves so that God's work may be blessed.
这个工作就是要将我们的心归给神。
And this work is to prepare our hearts to belong to God.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
所以神希望我们的心能够归给他。
So God wants our hearts to belong to him.
那这样他才能够与我们同在，与我们同工。
And only this way can he work with us.
因此我用几点来跟大家来互相的勉励。
So today, I would like to encourage all of us with a few points.
什么叫做将心归给神？
What does it mean to give our heart to God?
心是看不见啊。
You can't see your heart.
那什么叫做我的心真的归给神？
What does it mean to truly give my heart to God?
我讲在上面有4点。
There are 4 points above.
第一点。
The first one.
奉献。
Is offering.
请看路加福音21章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 1.
路加福音21章。
Oh, sorry, Luke chapter 21.
第一节。
Verse 1.
到第四节。
Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4.
耶稣抬头看见财主把捐献投在库里。第二节。又见一个穷寡妇投了2个小钱，第三节，就说：“我实实在在告诉你，这个寡妇所投的比众人还多。”这里讲主耶稣在看人奉献。
Here, Jesus is observing people giving offerings.
但是让主耶稣印象深刻的是这个寡妇献的钱。
But the one that Jesus was impressed with most was this poor widow.
那这个寡妇献两个小钱。
And the poor widow put in 2 mites.
今天如果你献两个 quarter 到这个奉献箱。
Today, if you were to put 2 quarters into the offering box,
献下去那个钱掉下去会响的。
Once they hit the bottom, you'll hear the sound.
那你等于可能很不好意思。
You might feel quite embarrassed.
那一直到大家都走了，掉两个小钱，大家没有听到，这个很好。
And you might wait until everyone else has left the chapel until you throw in your 2 quarters.
所以当我们献的数目小，我们就常常觉得自己好像很卑微。
And when we offer very little, we may feel ashamed.
好像我们数目太小，在神面前看起来就不，神不看重。
And we may feel that it's too little for God to even pay attention to.
但是主耶稣说，这个寡妇所献的比众人还多。
But Jesus praised this widow, saying that she has put in more than all.
这个就很让我们惊讶。
And this is quite surprising to us.
两个小钱比众人还多。
How is it that these 2 mites amount to more than everyone else's offering?
那这个到底怎么解释？
How can we explain that?
第四节。
Verse 4.
因为众人都是有余，拿出来投在监圈里面，但这个寡妇是自己不足，把她养生都投上了。
For all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had.
主耶稣说，人的钱在哪里，人的心就在哪里。
Jesus once said that where a man's money is, that's where his heart is.
确实，我们心整天很多人都是在想钱。
And it's true that many of us spend a lot of time thinking about our money.
那这个寡妇能够把她那一天吃饭的钱献到奉献箱里面，就是代表她的心是在神的身上。
But that widow could put in those 2 mites that was probably her money for food to God means that she had her heart on God.
而且她献的比例已经超过了十分之一。
And the proportion of her offering was far more than 1/10 of what she
had. 因为她是那一天生活的需要。
Because it included what she required for her livelihood that day.
所以今天我们怎么来看我们的心是不是归给神？
So today, how can we measure our heart toward God?
奉献是一个很重要的指标。
One of the measures is how much we're willing to offer.
不是因为教会需要钱，我们一直强调奉献。
It's not because the church needs money that we mention offering.
是因为神需要我们的心归向他。
It's because God wants our heart to belong to Him.
所以我们强调要奉献。
And so we remind ourselves that we need to offer.
用奉献来代表我们真的是我们的心在神的身上。
And if we are willing to offer, that shows that we have our heart on God.
有一次有一个老姐妹。
There was once an elderly sister.
我去访问她的时候，她拿97.50 给我。
And when I went to visit her, she took out $97.50.
因为那个教会后面在盖餐厅。
Because the church was building a fellowship area.
一直到今天，我没有办法忘记这个老姐妹的奉献。
And until this day, I have not forgotten this sister's offering.
她大概已经快90岁了。
She was probably close to 90.
我问她，这个97.50哪里来的？
I asked her, where did this money come from?
她说她的女儿每个月给她40块。
She said her daughter gives her $40 each month.
所以两个月给她80块。
And over 2 months, she received $80.
就是要给她买一些东西吃的，买一些她自己私用的。
And it was something for her to use in her usual life.
那17块钱呢？50 cents 呢？
And what about the $17.50?
他说那个教会要盖教会啊，他没有钱了，所以他每天去散步的时候就去捡那个可乐那个罐子。
And she said, well, she has no way of earning money, so when she went on walks, she would pick up cans to recycle.
所以她的客厅里面堆了一大堆。
So she collected many bottles and cans.
但是她的心呢是要卖的，要献给教会。
But her heart was to put those in the recycling so that she could collect the money for the church.
我看她穿的非常的简单。
I saw her clothes, which were very simple.
没有名贵的衣裳。
She had no special brand name clothes.
她的身上没有带珍珠宝贝。
There were no signs of jewelry on her.
这个97块拿出来，她就没有了。
And when she gave that $97, she would have nothing left.
但是她献给神。
But she offered it to God.
这个来代表她对神的心。
And this shows us what her heart toward God was.
所以今天我们整个教会如果大家都能够献奉献。
So if our church today, everyone is willing to offer.
这个代表我们的心都归向神。
This shows us that our heart has turned towards God.
那神就会在我们当中同工。
And God will work among us.
不是因为我们的钱。
Not because of what we offer.
神不缺乏钱。
God does not need our money.
是因为我们的心。
Because of our heart.
神看我们有心归向他，神就祝福我们。
If he sees that our heart has turned towards him, he will bless us.
所以我们第一个说我们的心要归给神，第一个就是奉献。
So one, the first way to have our heart turned towards God is to offer our money to him.
不管数目多少。
It doesn't matter how much.
但是我们的心来献给神，这样来做就好了。
As long as we do it out of our heart and devotion to him.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
十六章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2.
第二节。每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着。免得我来的时候献臭。这个保罗告诉哥林多教会。
Here, Paul writes to the Corinthian church.
我说每个礼拜啊，你们就要把应该奉献的要抽出来留着。
On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside.
不要我来的时候才献臭。
So that you don't have to have collections when I come.
这个就是代表一种心啊。
So this is also a reflection of our heart.
我们有一些信徒真的很爱神。
There are some believers who truly love God.
他们对神真的有那种心要奉献。
They truly have a heart of offering to God.
所以除了十一捐之外，他自己的银行还有另外一个户头。
So apart from their tithes, they also have a separate account in their bank.
然后把它放在那个地方。
And they put it in that account.
所以你看哪个教会要建堂，哪个教会要做什么，他一下就可以拿出很多来。
So because of their regular saving in that special account, when the church has need, they're able to make the offering.
因为他早就有那个心，所以他已经预备了。
Because they have already prepared for what the church needs ahead of time.
但是如果要献凑，我们就拿不出来，因为我们每一个人的这个经济上都很紧凑。
And if we have to collect a lot of money all of a sudden, it's hard to bring that amount.
所以在这个钱财的管理跟运用上，就可以看出我们神在我们心中的分量有多重要。
So how we manage our money also is a reflection of how important God is to us.
所以这是归向神的一个很重要的指标。
So this is one measure of how we have our heart towards God.
第二个，我们看路加福音第八章。
Second, let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
第八章的十四节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 14.
路加第八章十四节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 14.
那落在荆棘里的，就是人听见道走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结出不成熟的籽粒来。主耶稣在讲啥种的比喻？
Here Jesus tells the parable of the sower.
他讲到有四种土地。
He said that there were four kinds of soil.
那这个土地就是代表人的心。
And the types of soil represent our heart.
那种子就是代表神的话。
And the seed represents the word of God.
所以每一个人我们领受神的话是一样的。
So everybody receives the word of God in the same way.
但是在生活上所产生的改变每个人不一样。
But how we use the word of God to change our lives is different for everyone.
那个关键是我们的心。
And the difference is in our heart.
那这里说有一种的土地是好的土地。
And here we see one kind of soil is good.
但是这个种子掉下去以后结不出成熟的籽粒来。
That when the seeds fall there, they cannot grow up.
所以有时候我们看到有的人真的是大好人，心里很谦卑也很良善。
There are truly people who are very humble and very good.
但是信仰上就没有办法成长。
But they are unable to grow in their faith.
我们常常就在想，那到底为什么？
And sometimes we may ask why that is.
这里告诉我们，因为有荆棘把它挤住了。
Because there are thorns that might choke them.
把那块 把那个土地盖住了。
And have covered the good soil.
所以就有荆棘把我们的心盖住了。
So these thorns and weeds cover our heart.
使我们的心没有办法能够归给神。
So that our heart cannot turn towards God like it should.
那这里讲这个荆棘有三种。
There are three kinds of thorns.
第一个是今生的思虑。
The first is the cares of the world.
就是吃什么穿什么喝什么。
What we need to eat or drink or wear.
那这个今生的思虑有时候是我们不得已要有的。
Of course, sometimes we have to have these cares to attend to.
你每个月都要付账单，所以你就要辛苦做工，你有今生的思虑。
Because every month there are bills to pay and we have to work to support ourselves.
但是有时候这个今生的思虑是我们自己去找来的，或者用钱去买来的。
But sometimes the cares of the world are things that we have brought upon ourselves.
有一个弟兄他在讲说他信主以前做了一件事情。
There was a brother who said before he believed in Christ, he used to do something.
他的房子盖是在山顶上。
His house was on the top of a hill.
View 很漂亮。
And he had a very nice view.
所以他就想我家的这个庭园如果挖一个池子，然后养上金鱼，然后种一点花，非常好。
And so he thought, well, if I can build a pond in my backyard and put some fish in there, it would be really nice.
所以他就花了一点钱，就请人来，真的挖了一个井，放上了金鱼，然后种了一点花。
And so he had a designer and gardener come out to set up this beautiful garden with a pond.
过了不久，他起来看到那个金鱼的骨头在这个鱼池的旁边，金鱼不见了。
And he one day woke up and went out to his garden to enjoy the view, but he found the bones of the fish were lying outside the pond.
因为那个晚上那个 raccoon 把它吃掉了。
Because one night the raccoons had come to eat the fish.
那他重复这样好几次都被他吃掉了。
So he did this a few times, but the raccoons caught on.
那以后他就不养鱼啊。
So he didn't raise fish there anymore.
那没有养鱼以后，他发现夏天蚊子在那里生了，就是变成生蚊子的地方。
And after a while, he found that the mosquitoes would come to the pond.
那生蚊子他就不太想要去所以以后就变杂草丛生。
And after the mosquitoes came, he didn't go out to the garden quite as much, so a lot of weeds grew up.
所以他如果 要去照顾那个鱼池他可能要花很多时间。
So if he had to take care of the pond and the garden, he had to spend a lot of time and money.
那他现在想说要把它买起来。
And so now he wants to get rid of it.
叫人来估价，说要10,000多块钱。
And he came and asked some people to give an estimate, and it would cost him $10,000 to get rid of the pond.
真的，有时候我们生活为着要舒服一点，要看起来好一点你就多了一些什么东西。那一些东西有时候就制造一些麻烦。
And so sometimes we spend money to make our lives more pleasant or enjoyable, but actually it brings us more pain.
那有的人想要养一个宠物。
And some people like to have pets.
有时候是为神打抱不平。
And sometimes it's hard to take care of the pet.
我为神打抱不平
Sometimes.
因为信徒对那个宠物比对神更好。
Sometimes I feel that it's not fair to God because the owner of the pet is treats the pet better than they do God.
每天还要带他去散步，一散步半个钟头。
They have to take the pet out to walk for half an hour.
那还给他吃，还注意要吃什么。
And have to pay attention to what they feed the pet.
他要生病了带去看医生。
And have to bring the pet to the vet.
我看那个神的重要已经没有那个宠物这么重要。
And so for a lot of people, they spend much more time on their pet than they do on God.
所以这个宠物不是不好
It's not that it's not good to have a pet.
但是你如果多两条宠物，你就今生的思虑就来了。
But if you have too many pets, then you bring upon yourself more cares.
安息日还没有完就想我家的狗大概要带去散步了。
Before the Sabbath is over, you might think, oh, I have to go home and take care of my dog.
所以一个人要将心归给神，我们的生活的安排应该要以不影响我们对神的关系为主。
So all of the matters in our life should not interfere with our relationship with God.
以单纯的方式来生活。
And we should live a simple life.
所谓单纯就是我们一切所做的都是为神。
So that by simple, we mean everything that we do is good for our relationship with God.
第二个就是说钱财。
And secondly, it talks about riches.
钱财啊会影响我们跟神的关系。
Riches may also influence our relationship with God.
当然啊，我有时候神给我们不是啊刚好够用。神给我们刚好够用。
God gives us enough to survive on.
神可以给我们很多。
Actually, God could give us much more.
我最近听一些传道人在计算。
And I was having a discussion with some of the other ministers.
他说我们的收入都是年薪十万以上。
And our salary is about.
年薪十万以上。
100,000?
Yeah. 他就是把神所有的恩典加起来，发现很多意外，神的恩典又一直来。
After we calculate all of the different blessings that we have, there are many things that God gives us.
当我们把神放在前面的时候，你发现我们的生活的需要，神都会供给。
That if we put God first, God will take care of many of our needs.
但是当我们把神放在不重要的地位。
But if we put God in a not so important place,
天天在想钱,
and think about our money all the time,
但有时候我们钱赚到了，口袋漏了一个洞。
We may earn money quickly, but lose it quickly too.
但存得很少。
We actually save very little.
所以这个钱本身是中性的。
So money itself is neutral.
但是如果钱占了我们的心呢，这个就有影响我们的跟神的关系。
But if it takes up too much of our concentration, it will influence, negatively influence our relationship with God.
请看希伯来书
十一章。Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第五节。
Verse 5.
对不起，十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第六节
Verse 6.
所以我可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能够把我怎样呢？这里说，存心不要贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主。
Here we read, we should be content with, with such things as you have, for God himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
什么叫以自己所有的为主？
Well, what does it mean to be content with what things you have?
就是我们的生活方式以我们的收入来安排。
That means to plan our lifestyle according to what we earn.
我们的收入多少，我们就过那个生活。
And how much we earn should determine how we live.
这样我们就不会影响我们跟神的关系。
So that way we won't influence our relationship with God.
那如果我们要过一个我们收入更高的生活。
But if we want to live a more wealthy lifestyle.
那我们可能就要做第二个工作，可能就要加班。
We may have to take on more work or spend more time at work.
那这个钱就变成荆棘，把我们属灵生活掐住，你信仰就长不大。
And then your work or the riches become a thorn, a weed to choke your faith.
所以圣经说不要忧虑钱。
So the Bible says don't worry about money.
因为神不撇下我们。
Because God will never leave us or forsake us.
神是富足的。
God is abundant.
那第三个荆棘。
So third
是宴乐。
Is pleasures.
宴乐今天呢好像酒一样。
Pleasures are like wine.
因为人生活压力很大，人想的就是宴乐。
Because people have a lot of stress, so they want to enjoy themselves.
本来休闲生活是要让我们轻松一下，能够恢复精神。
And usually we like to relax or take some time off to enjoy ourselves.
但是有时候如果不是很控制的话，这个宴乐就会控制我们，不是我们在控制它。
However, if we don't control ourselves, then these pleasures control us.
有的人每个房间都一个电视。
Some people have a television in every room.
厨房也有电视。
And also in the kitchen.
你想他到底是在享受电视，还是电视在控制他？
Do you think that they're enjoying the watching television, or that the television is controlling them?
所以有时候宴乐，我们如果不小心，我们的心会被吸引住，我们就没有办法专心了。
So sometimes these pleasures may take over our lives.
比方说。
For example.
我们大家都知道，敬拜神需要有心。
We all know that we must worship God with our heart.
那什么就是代表我们有心。
So what does it mean to have a heart towards God?
周日我们聚会你如果看到一个弟兄八点到九点，八点五十才来，八点五十五才来，那你怎么想？
And so if during a service that lasts from 8 to 9 o'clock, but somebody comes in at 8:55, what would you think?
有一个长老以前就是这样。
There was an elder who was like this.
常常居然快要完才来。
Often he would show up right as the service was ending.
那有的信徒就开始议论，那这个长老怎么八点五十才来？
And they would say, Elder, why are you coming so late to the service?
后来了解的人都很感动。
So, however, the people who knew the reason were very touched.
因为他有很多事业，他很忙。
He was very busy.
所以他的心想，我最后十分钟来教会祷告也好。
And so he would think that, well, even if I come to church for the last 10 minutes to pray, it's good.
有时候他来祷告完了，他说我来看看弟兄姊妹，这样也好。
And he said, after the prayer, I can see the brothers and sisters, and that is good.
所以他虽然来得很迟，这个代表他真的有那个心。
And even though he came very late, it showed that he still had the devotion to come.
他如果没有那个心，他就不来了。
If he didn't have the heart to come, he wouldn't show up at all.
所以我们什么叫做心归给神？
And so what does it mean for our heart to belong to God?
就是在我们所做的这个动作里面，我们怎么去解释，这个代表我的心。
It's the rationale behind our actions shows what our heart is.
但是礼拜六我们不需要上班。
But on Saturday, we don't need to go to work.
所以这个礼拜六早一点到教会来，这个代表我们的心。
If we come a little earlier to church, it also shows our heart.
我们通常很少人说十点才上班。
There are very few people who have to work at 10 o'clock in the morning.
如果我们把敬拜神就放成跟我们的工作一样重要。
If we put worshiping God at the same priority as we do our work.
如果神跟我们工作一样重要。
If God is equivalent in value to our career.
我想我们十点也在这里。
Then I would think that we would all show up at 10.
那我们为着早一点到教会来。
If we come earlier to church,
可能礼拜六晚上我们就不能看电视。
Maybe on Saturday night we wouldn't be able to watch television.
以及进入安息，所有世俗的工作都停止。
And we've already put aside all of our worldly responsibilities.
早一点睡觉。
And we go to bed a little earlier.
早一点起来。
And get up earlier.
那我们能够早一点到教会来。
And then we can come to church earlier.
所以礼拜六这个早到教会来，这是一种新的表现。
So if we come earlier to church, it's also a reflection of our heart.
所以有时候我们看到有的信徒早一点到教会来，扫扫地，帮忙整理这个整理那个，这个就是一种心。
So we see some members come a little bit earlier to clean up the chapel and prepare themselves for the Sabbath.
因此我们的动作总要有一个解释，在神面前表示说，我这样来，我现在来教会，这个代表我的心。
For everything that we do, we must have a reason. And so we have to ask ourselves what our reason is for coming to church.
那如果每一个人都把这个心拿出来，神就会同工的。
And if God sees our heart in whatever we do, he will work with us.
特别我们在教会有职分的，有负责工作的。
For especially those who have responsibility in the church.
这个找到教会来不只代表我们的心，这是我们的责任。
Coming to church early is not just a matter of our heart, it is our responsibility.
所以我们在要把心归给神，有时候从很小的动作上就可以表现出来。
So if we want to give our heart to God, we can see it through even small actions.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
三十一节。
Verse 31。
第十章三十一节。
First Corinthians 10, verse 31。
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。这个讲无论做什么，要为荣耀神而行。
Here we read, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
这里讲无论做什么，每一件事情。
It says whatever you do, everything that you do.
这里说或吃或喝。
Whether you eat or drink.
那吃喝也可是为着神。
Even eating and drinking is for God.
所以有时候我们很容易把这个所谓世俗跟属灵一刀砍断来分。
Sometimes we think of the physical and the spiritual as being completely separate.
你在教会里面读圣经、祷告、参与圣工，这个就是属灵的。
You think that coming to church, doing holy work, praying in the church, that's holy.
那离开这个范围，这个就是属世，这个、就是没有价值。
But when you go outside of church and do your everyday life, then that has no worth.
但圣经不是这样讲。
But that's not what the Bible says.
说你无论做什么要为荣耀神而行。
It says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以有时候我们看到信徒要去吃饭，然后他邀一些慕道者一起去，比较少来教会一起去吃饭。
So we see some believers might get in touch with people who are friends or haven't come to church for a while to go out to eat.
他主要是借着这个吃饭的场合里面跟他们有一个团契，去了解他们，去在信仰上给他们一些见证造就。
And if the purpose of that gathering is to get to know them better or to give them more chance to understand the church and our testimonies, then this is good.
那这个吃饭本身也在代表他的心归给神。
So that time in that meal is also part of their heart towards God.
那有的跑去钓鱼。
Some people go fishing.
钓鱼看起来很浪费时间。
It seems like fishing is a waste of time.
因为你做了好几个小时，一条也钓不到。
Because you might spend many hours there without getting any fish.
但是如果我们就为着这个钓鱼的场合，让我们有一个团契。
But if during that time of fishing is actually time of fellowship.
因为你没事情做啊，所以开始就谈一些生活，谈一些信仰。
Because there's nothing else to do, so you start to talk about your life or matters of faith.
那这一件事情也变成你的心呢是跪着神。
Then even during that time, you can have your heart devoted to God.
或者打球。
Or playing sports.
本来我们要运动，我们去打球。
Everybody goes to work out together or play a game together.
那你邀几个比较少来教会的或者比较需要的信徒啊，那一起去打球。
And inviting people to get together to play a game of some sort.
是我们教会的同龄有一个团契。
So that everybody can have more time for fellowship.
那这样这个也变成是归给神。
And this is also time dedicated to God.
所以我们所做的很多动作外表上是很平常的，但是如果内心的最深处是为着神，就是代表我们的心。
And so many things that we do seem very ordinary, but if our heart is in God, then it is dedicated to God.
那这所以我们教会圣工的进步就从这个最小的事情上开始。
So the way we improve the church comes from even these small actions.
在以弗所书里面讲，我们所做的一切都是为着神。
And in Ephesians it says, everything we do for God.
包括我们在公司的上班。
Even our work or our careers.
看起来好像很平常。
It seems like every day is fairly routine.
但是如果这个是为着神的荣耀。
But if you work for God.
我们在工作上也是代表我们的心归给神。
Then our time at work is also dedicated to God.
请看诗篇四十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 42.
诗篇的四十二篇。
Psalm 42.
第一节
，verse one，
四十二篇第一节
，Psalm 42 verse one。
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。第二节
，verse two，
我的心可想永生的神，我几时得朝见神呢？这个作诗的人说，我心切慕你，好像切慕溪水，鹿切慕溪水。
The psalmist says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God。
所以这个作诗人在内心的最深处对神有一种渴慕。
So we can see the writer of the psalm has a desire for God in the depths of their hearts.
那第二节就谈成行动，我什么时候才能够朝见神呢？
So in verse 2, he asks, when shall I come and appear before God?
因此我们将心归给神，就是表示我们心对神有渴慕。
And when our hearts belong to God, we have a desire for God at all times.
那神是什么？
And what is God?
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
神就是道。
God is a word.
所以当我们在渴慕神，
And when we desire God,
我们就愿意跪下来祷告。
And we will want to pray to Him.
在灵里面跟他交通。
So that we communicate with Him in the Spirit.
当我们真的渴慕神，
when we truly desire God,
我们会翻开圣经看神对我们讲什么。
We will open the Bible and see what He has to say to us.
所以在很忙碌的生活里面，我们一定有一段时间呢，我们是归给神。
So even in our busy lives, we must have time dedicated to God alone.
这样来代表我们的心是属于神的。
And that will show that our heart does belong to God.
神就是看这个心。
God examines our heart.
我们再看八十四篇。
Let's look at Psalm 84.
诗篇的八十四篇。
Psalm 84.
第一节。
Verse one.
诗篇八十四篇第一节。
Psalm 84 verse one.
万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱！第二节。
Verse 2.
我羡慕可想神的愿女，我的心肠我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。这作诗的人说，你的居所何等可爱。
Here we see how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
神的居所是哪里？
Where is the tabernacle of God?
天上的天国。
It is heaven.
还有地上的教会。
And also the church.
这个就是神的居所。
This is where God dwells.
你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your dwelling place.
所以第二节。
Verse 2.
我可想神的愿女。
My soul longs for you.
哪里是神的愿
意？ Where are the courts of the Lord?
就是教会。
It is the church.
所以当我们的心归向了神，
And when our hearts belong to God,
我们就会很喜欢来教会。
We will love to come to church.
因为这是神的殿，这是神的院宇，这是神的居所。
Because this is the temple of God, the dwelling place of God, the courts of God.
所以只要我们做得到，我们都很想要来教会聚会，同龄的团契。
As much as we can, we should make every effort to come to church to have fellowship with God and with the believers.
因此，什么叫做将心归给神？
What does it mean to give our heart to God?
第一个，
First,
奉献。
Offer.
第二个，
Second,
把荆棘从心中拿掉。
Take away the thorns from our heart.
第三个，
Third,
我们内心的最深处，不论做什么，都是为着神。
Everything from the depths of our heart must be done for God.
第四个。
And fourth,
对神有渴慕。
We have to desire for God.
产生一种外在的祷告、读经、聚会。
So that from everything that we do in prayer, worship, and reading the Bible.
那这样，神就会回应我们的渴慕。
And if we do all these things, then God will answer our desire.
会祝福我们的圣功。
And he will bless our holy work.
掌声。
Now let us sing a hymn together.